Agricultural programming is made possible by Stuart Peterson. For over 20 years, Stuart Peterson has helped farmers manage both marketing opportunities and risks through their analysis, advice, and action. Stuart Peterson's team of experts and strategic consulting approach utilize the latest technology. Stuart Peterson, confidence like never before. More information is available at www.stuart-peterson.com.
It's 8:50 and time for our pre-opening commodity market report with Dave Dickey. Good morning, Dave.
Good morning, Dan, and good Wednesday morning, everyone. Midwest direct hog prices are called steady to $1 per hundredweight higher today, with the strength fueled by very cold temperatures across the northern half of the region and moderate packer demand. Terminals are called steady to higher with tops from $32 to $38.50. Peoria called 50 cents to a dollar higher today, with a top price of $32. In the Eastern Corn Belt Daily Direct Hog Report for Tuesday, January 29th, negotiated swine purchases were 16,903 for the base market hog on a 185-pound carcass basis. The base price range was $40.50 to $54. The weighted average, $50.83, a gain of 10 cents from Monday. On a live basis, sparrows and gilts sold from $32.27 to $41, and the weighted average was $39.08. For the Western Daily Direct Hog Report, negotiated swine purchases were $19,038. The base price range was $39.50 to $56.08, and the weighted average was $53.92, a gain of $1.92 from Monday. On a live basis, sparrows and gilts sold from $32.90 to $43, and the weighted average was $40.28. Joining us now with a look at today's agricultural weather is AM 580 Chief Meteorologist Ed Kieser. And Ed, I guess some bad weather's headed our way.
Yeah, we do. We have a winter storm heading this way, and it looks like some snow will be coming in tomorrow night into Friday morning. Now, as far as the exact track of the heaviest snow and where it'll be snow mixing with other types of precipitation, there are still some fine-tuning details that need to come out with closer-in data as we look at it over the next day or two. But it does look like from around St. Louis to Champaign-Urbana to South Bend, it's going to be mostly snow and several inches, and that would be maybe the center of that. So in northwestern Illinois, not much precipitation at all heading this way. And, in fact, the winter storm watches extend from Iroquois, Ford, and Livingston counties and McLean County on southward. So northwest of there, it looks like very little in the way of precipitation coming with this system. And then as you go farther to the southeast, there will be a lot of rain and rain in a mix of sleet, freezing rain, and snow. So amounts will be held down. That would include southern Illinois and much of southern eastern Indiana. But there will be a swath where it's mostly snow, and this system is expected to wind up, intensify a bit, even though it's going to be a rather compact system compared to the last one. This one won't be covering as many states at one time, but it's going to be strong enough that the winds are really going to pick up tomorrow night into Friday morning. So where it does snow, there will also be blowing and drifting snow. Bottom line is, I would say, in a good swath from southwestern into central and east central Illinois and west central and northern Indiana, you're probably not wanting to plan any travel tomorrow night into Friday. You want to just make alternate arrangements now, as this system is going to cause some problems. Beyond it, it does look like we turn a little bit quieter weather-wise. We may have some more weather systems come through next week, but we get into a more west-east flow aloft, so weather systems that follow won't be as strong. Temperatures will be cooled down a bit by snow cover where there is a thick snow cover. But otherwise, seasonable temperatures as we go into the first several days of February. And, of course, here at the WILL Weather Department, we'll be updating you on the latest weather conditions here right on through the snow tomorrow evening and into Friday morning. Now, as far as the weather goes in the southern hemisphere, which is more significant for the crop production right now, there's really no changes in what we told you yesterday. It looks like there will be some warmer weather moving into some of the drier areas of South America this weekend. There may also be some scattered showers moving there, but some places are very dry, especially eastern portions of Argentina and far southern Brazil right now, the southernmost state of Rio Grande do Sul, running a little bit on the low side of average. Also, as has been the case much of the season, there are some pockets in the northeastern growing areas of Brazil and Bahia that are also pretty dry. But wet weather is continuing for the middle of the Brazilian bean belt, which includes Mato Grosso do Sul, southern portions of Mato Grosso, southern Goiás, southern Minas Gerais, also Sao Paulo and Paraná. So those states may see a slow finish to the growing season, but they are getting plenty of moisture so that crops should be on the sizable side there. Now, as far as farther south, it looks like there will be some scattered showers moving into Rio Grande do Sul, Entre Rios and Buenos Aires in Argentina this weekend. And that could cause some scattered showers and thunderstorms. So there will be improvement to some fields, but the widespread soaking rain is not looking likely. And then we're looking at maybe some changes next week. We'll have to wait and see. But it does look like we're going to be either going warmer and drier or a little wetter next week. There are some question marks as far as the South American weather beyond this weekend, and time will tell on that. But it does look like it's going to start to warm up next week. That's the growing areas. I'm meteorologist Ed Keezer.
Today's broadcast is made possible with support from First Midwest Bank, serving the banking needs of Illinois' agricultural community with locations in Champaign, Danville, Galesburg, Morris, and McHenry. More information is available from Mike Morris and McHenry at 815-344-7213. First Midwest Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
In the Tuesday overnight trading session, Kansas City March wheat opened at 9.92¾, up 2¼. Last trade down 5¼. The Chicago Board of Trade March wheat opened at 9.48¼, up 4¼. Last trade down 4¾. July 8.87, up 3½. Last trade down 6. March corn opened at 5.01½, up 0.5. Last trade down 0.5. July 5.21¼, unchanged. Last trade down 1. December 5.10¼, down 0.5. Last trade down 0.5. March beans opened at 12.70¾, up 4, last trade down 2½. July, 12.98, up 1, last trade down 1. November, 12.23, up 1/4, last trade down 1¾. March soybean meal opened at 3.39.40, down 20, last trade down 2.80. And March soybean oil opened at 53.45, up 3, last trade down 6. Joining us on the phone to talk about the markets is Steve Schilling of Strategic Farm Marketing in Champaign, Illinois. Good morning, Steve.
Morning, Dave.
Well, I guess at the end of this day, the Fed will decide what it wants to do with its prime lending rate. And what do you expect is the most likely outcome?
Well, everything you've heard and read for, what, last week or so is anywhere from 1/4 to another 0.5% lower. As I look at the bond market this morning, they're not indicating that. They're all lower, so there's still questions what they're going to do in this today.
Yeah, the bond market not acting like the Fed is going to do much of a cut today. The other thing you might look at is, though, the U.S. dollar. We did break a downtrend line on a closing basis in yesterday's close, a little short-term line, just got nudged under just a smidge.
Correct. And as we speak right now, it's up just a little bit, but not anything significant. It's up 0.04 as we speak currently. Again, this is part of the big equation of what's going to happen to the grain markets.
Mm-hmm. Did the CBOT come out with some estimate reports for acreage?
It wasn't OT, it was the CBO.
Oh, the CBO, excuse
me. Yeah, Congressional Budget Office. They came out last week. It's still getting quite a bit of press. I think a lot of people in the trade think that the numbers they came out with may have had some input from the USDA, and when the USDA is coming up with their budget, which will be released at the Outlook Forum, I think those dates are like February 21st and 22nd. But what they came out with was 3.1 million acre increase in all wheat, with harvested acres up 3 million. Corn acres were estimated at 87.8 million, which is off 5.8 from last year. Beans at 70.3, which is up 6.7 million from last year. Cotton estimated off 6/10 at 10.2. These things will just kind of become the middle of the road estimates that everybody will point their arrows at, and we'll see estimates all the way from a lot higher to a lot lower from now until we actually get numbers.
So I guess the question that I have for you today is regarding the wheat market. Is either the run in old or new crop over?
Watch Minneapolis. You know, ever since the report in January, basically what the wheat market should have been telling us, we've got plenty of soft wheat. So Chicago should have had the most pressure first. The reduction in the acreage report coming out of the wheat country out west, the hard red wheat country, Kansas City should have been the next one to break. And Minneapolis should have been the leader, which obviously it has been, because that's the only market as far as a soft red market, spring red market I should talk about, that we can increase acres for 08. Everything else is set. Obviously, we can't plant more wheat acres here. They can't plant them in Kansas. So the Minneapolis market, which has been showing the most strength with their limit up days, has been the leader and should continue to be. And it will probably be the leader to the downside also.
Thank you, Steve.
Thank you.
Steve Schilling of Strategic Farm Marketing. He is in Champaign, Illinois. You're listening to WILO Urbana, the broadcasting service of the College of Communications at the University of Illinois. The time now, 9:01 Central Time.